Station casinos workers vote to break up with union. In the latest salvo in the protracted battle between unions and station casinos in Nevada, unionized casino workers at the company's Sunset Station have allegedly cast a vote to derecognize Culinary Local 226 as their bargaining representative. This move echoes similar actions previously taken by workers at other station casinos properties, such as Boulder Station, Palace Station, Santa Fe Station, and Durango. The backdrop of this decision is a protracted legal struggle between station casinos and the union, marked by a series of contentious disputes and allegations. The situation at Sunset Station is particularly noteworthy given the high percentage of workers who initially voted to unionize under the Culinary Local 226's banner. The union has been a prominent force in advocating for workers' rights and negotiating contracts that often include better wages, benefits, and working conditions for its members. Therefore, the decision to derecognize the union raises questions about the future of labor relations at the property and potentially sets a precedent for the industry at large. Station Casinos has been accused of offering additional benefits to non-unionized employees in violation of labor standards. Culinary Local 226 confirmed in an email to local Fox Media affiliate KVVU-TV that Sunset Station employees would now enjoy certain enhanced benefits that the company has offered only to non-union employees since January 2023. Culinary Union fights back. Ted Papageorge, the secretary-treasurer of the union, has criticized Station Casinos, accusing the company of manipulating the workers' decision, an act he deems illegal. The union's position is that the company's actions constitute a form of union busting, a claim supported by the fact that the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, has previously found Station Casinos guilty of similar charges. The NLRB, a federal agency responsible for enforcing U.S. labor law in relation to collective bargaining and unfair labor practices, plays a pivotal role in such matters. It provides a legal framework within which such disputes are adjudicated and has previously ordered Station Casinos to work with the unions to find a resolution. Station Casinos' stance, according to company representatives, suggests a desire to foster direct relationships with employees, bypassing the union as an intermediary. This perspective aligns with the company's previous actions at other properties and indicates a consistent approach to its labor relations policy. However, the legality of such a move remains under scrutiny, especially in light of the union's allegations and the pending legal challenges.